Welcome to Mad Tower Radio, broadcasting to you live from... And we are so happy to have you here right now, listening to our show. As usual, we have one conspiracy and one cryptid. Please remember that at midnight tonight, the shadow people will descend upon us once more, so please do not look out your windows after midnight, do not answer the door, and let the response teams handle it. Christian, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, I do want to remind you that that is... midnight East Coast time, so please be aware and do not open your doors.
Yes. How's this quarantine been going for you?
I'm on day, let's see here, 23, and it would be great if there wasn't this dude who would just stand outside in the backyard and look up at the sky and kind of just sway back and forth. Just out my back window.
See, but living in the city, you gotta be like, okay, is that guy just on crack? Or like, what's going on?
You know, I think living my life sort of understanding or thinking about these like rural beasts, like they, oh, I know what a werewolf does. Like, oh, I know what these like cryptids are like. It's the urban cryptids you gotta look out for. They're the ones that don't make sense.
Yeah.
Like urban chaos is so scarier.
I like those pictures of like just weird people on the subway, like the one of the dude and he's just sitting there with like holding two books reading them. I'll put it up on screen.
It's my life.
But yes, folks, they are trying to shut us down. I woke up this morning to no power. So, you know, they can try all they want, but they're never going to bring down the Mad Tower. Anyway, let's hop right into it, Christian. What have you brought to the table for us today? You were covering the conspiracy, correct?
So I was originally thinking about talking about the MK Ultra sort of government-sponsored mind control experiments in the 60s and 70s. But it's a little too real right now, so I shied away from that one and I called an audible. So today we're going to talk about the Nazi Alien Alliance.
Oh boy. Okay.
So my theory for you:
the Nazis making their way onto our show once more.
In the research, I found a lot of that weird connection with the first episode. Some of the scientists were made a return. But the thought is that the Nazi Party had made some kind of connection, some kind of communication with an alien race, and that gave them some technological, social advantages during the World War.
Huh.
But the story is less about after, it's less about what the actual effect of this alliance was, and it's more about getting to this connection. How did the Nazis talk to an alien race? And that's where most of my study went in.
Okay.
Now, in order to sort of pick that apart first, I dug into this sort of Nazi occultism side of the thing. Now, if you hadn't been brushed up on a lot of the culture currently with talking about Nazis, it's a lot of this magic, a lot of this dark arts type stuff. Do you see that a lot in media?
Yeah, like that's all of what the original Wolfenstein games were.
Yeah, absolutely. The society that runs the occult side of the Wolfenstein story, or the Wolfenstein stories, or the dudes who make the fucking zombies Nazis, is the Thule Society. And it's a group of people that actually existed in Germany.
Oh.
It was German occultists. And a number of high-ranking Nazi officials were a part of this group. People like...
K- Can you spell that for me? Thule Society?
T-H-U-L-E.
Okay.
Like Hans Frank. He was the governor general of Poland when it was occupied in the World War. Deputy Führer Rudolf Hess. And the right-hand man himself, Heinrich Himmler.
Oh, no.
Were, like, interested in reading in these occult stories and these sort of neo-science messages. So it pervaded pretty heavily in the Nazi Party.
Really?
No.
Was it tied to any sort of, like, religion? Was it, like, Satanistic occultism? Or, like, what are we talking about?
It manifests itself in a lot of different ways, like different sides sort of taking it. I know you have a pretty strong, now it sounds weird when I say it, but an affinity for the Spear of Destiny.
So, I do.
You want to go into why you love the Spear of Destiny?
It has a cool story and it has a really cool name. That's pretty much it. That's all you need to hook me.
So some of them take it in a religious sense, some take it in a just batshit crazy sense. But the way that it gets started is a bunch of these people in the Thule Society, which emerges after World War I, they read this book called The Coming Race by Edward Bulwer Lytton.
The Coming Race, okay.
And this book, free online. If there's one thing I love, it's free information, folks. So I actually read The Coming Race this week.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's a story written in, I believe, the late 19th century, so like 1800s sort of new science bullshit. And this well-to-do American bachelor goes down into this mine and he finds this subterranean race of like almost angelic psychic humans.
Now, is this a fiction story or are these his claims?
Are these his what?
Is this like a fictional story or is he like claiming this?
No, it's a fictional story.
Oh, okay.
But he discovers this race of underground beings. I believe they have like angelic wings and they have this power. It's called a Vril, V-R-I-L. And it's
That sounds really familiar. It does. It does sound very familiar.
It's, I believe, some sort of manipulation of electromagnetism. It gets expressed weirdly, but they have this crazy technology. They have these powers. And I don't want to spoil it for you, but one of the creatures falls in love with the guy and wants to marry him.
Oh, nice.
So the Nazi Party, the Thule Society, reads this book, and they begin to think, maybe, you know, there's something out there. I believe there's some quotes about Hitler himself talking about this book, so he definitely read it.
Oh, okay.
And these race, at the end of the book, it's promised that eventually they're going to run out of space underground, they're going to advance, and they're going to come to the surface. And that's going to be problems.
Okay.
For the sort of top Earth people. You and me.
Yeah.
So they were interested not only in this subterranean, pure race, but this idea of Vril. Sort of unlimited, unexplained electromagnetism power. So the Nazi Party makes a connection, it said. In the 20s, they try to contact an alien race in Albabaran. Have you heard of this place before?
No, where is that?
Albabaran is a star system in the Taurus constellation, it's the burning red eye of the bull in the night sky.
Jesus Christ, is that the nickname of it?
If you've been around the block, you might recognize that star system as the home system of the Anunnaki.
Oh.
That's where they live. Oh. The infiltrated lizard folk.
Oh my god, that's wild.
So this theory sort of spreads that there was a connection made with the Aldebaran system, the Nazi party, and the Anunnaki race, and that they were able to harness something similar to Vril to help with their rocketry, to help with their UFO technology, and generally make them a better warfaring country.
Okay.
So, it's interesting, the sort of connection that they make with the Anunnaki. That race comes up a lot in a bunch of different stories.
Oh, really? So, Children of the Matrix wasn't the first mention of the Anunnaki?
Oh, no. These dudes are prolific in our story.
Huh. Okay. Well, please continue.
Now, around I want to say 1935, the Nazi Party, fully in power, full dictatorial authority. They're no longer this fringe outside party, so they begin to try and flatten out some of that occult, satanistic, no science related weirdness that they had at the beginning of their history. So they begin to tuck that away a little bit. But then the connection begins to manifest itself. Reports of strange new aircraft. There's these stories. German engineers after the war, or just people in Europe, they say they see these crazy flying machines that they've no idea where they came from. These horrific tubular or like flat UFO-like spacecraft attributed to the Nazi party.
Oh.
Now,
okay.
One engineer after the war talks about they were trying to build this flat airplane. And I'll send you the image when the recording ends so you can show the people. But it could probably easily be mistaken for this sort of flying saucer idea that we have. Or the another engineer talks about how they were building this almost like a helicopter, where the cockpit is stationary in the middle, and then there's a rotating fan of blades around it that spins.
What?
It looks like a Dr. Eggman ship, in my mind. It's like a stationary middle circle, and then rotating blades around it for propulsion.
Oh, that sounds so weird and dumb.
But with the power of Vril, that is a fossil fuel free airplane. That is green technology.
Huh. Damn, okay.
Now,
maybe we shouldn't be ready to put the gun to the Anunnaki just yet if they're offering us green technology.
I would happily forego our sort of imagined superiority in the stars if they're going to give me space green flight.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. That's a great stepping stone to making an alliance.
To protect us from the mantis?
Yeah, you know, or anything else.
Now, have you heard of the German expeditions to Antarctica during the World War?
No, I have not.
Now, Germany, kind of late to the game, this whole colonialism thing. So, in the sort of prequel to the wars, there had been a number of expeditions to Antarctica, but by the time full Nazi Germany arrives, they send their third expedition in 1938. Officially, they wanted to build this sort of whaling station. They were importing a lot of oil and whale oil, and it was not good for their economy, so they wanted to be able to supply it for themselves.
Right.
This theory says that they had alien assistance, foreign sort of influence, to build a super secret military base in Antarctica to conduct experiments, to have military tactical advantages, and to sort of be out of Europe for when the war gets bad.
Oh no. So like the Argentina backup plan.
Yes.
But in
absolutely.
But in, you know, Antarctica.
No. This part of the story is pretty well documented. There's some dumb History Channel show that talks about these Nazi bases in Antarctica.
Yes. Our friends over at the History Channel's the leaders and pioneers in bringing you the truth.
Oh, let me tell you. History Channel will give you the truth.
Nope.
Only if you watch between the hours of 3 and 6 a.m.
Yep, pretty much.
The worst, the craziest sort of space flight story I could find with this is there was this spacecraft looking item that crashed in Pennsylvania in the 60s, and they thought it was this sort of like Nazi bell-shaped UFO.
Yeah, this isn't the first time I've heard about Nazi aliens or Nazi spacecraft or anything like that, but the thing that always sticks out to me is I remember they talked about this weapon that the Nazis were trying to make called the Bell.
Yeah.
And, like, it like, melted organs in, like, a some-odd radius. I'm like, what the fuck? And I heard about this when I was, like, 11, 12, and I'm like, this is fucking crazy. But, anyway, continue with bell-shaped spacecraft.
It's just as time moves on, as we get out of the World War period, all of these crazy new propulsion systems, crazy new flight patterns, this like rocketry begins to evolve. Now, this is where we connect it to your first theory.
Okay.
The
Lyme disease.
Scientists who were working on Nazi rocketry. They were working on this occult knowledge given to them by something, someone who caught their Nazi space frequency. Were divided amongst the Soviets and the Americans with Operation Paperclip.
Oh, yes, the ones that worked on the Nazi spacecraft?
Made their ways to the United States and gave us the space race.
Huh. Yeah, man, Operation Paperclip, they weren't just grabbing like, oh, we need a couple. They were like, yo, we need to get every German scientist we can get our hands on.
The Soviet version of Paperclip is they kick into the labs and come at gunpoint and they say, you're Soviet scientists now, let's go.
That's so much better.
Yeah, that's how they did it.
That's really funny.
But 10 years, 20 years after the World War, rocketry, space flight, all of this sort of looking to the stars begins, and this theory kind of puts the seed to that from occult Nazi research.
Okay.
It's crazy to me that this story begins, this sort of idea starts when the occultist society, the Thule Society, read this old sci-fi short story.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy.
And they want to look to the stars, and they want to find something out there that can help them.
Yeah, there's like a million Nazi theories out there.
And I kind of wanted to dig into that. Do you think it's strange how all of these crazy off-center theories, conspiracies, justifications get attributed with them?
Yes and no. I mean, yes at the same... yes, because a lot of them are just really out there, really, like, unplausible. There's no, like, that one piece of proof that's, like, very widely known. But at the same time, it was, like, probably the biggest event in the world, you know? Like, everybody knows about World War II, you know? So, obviously, people are just going to talk about it, think about it. And back then, you know, like, the flow of information wasn't unified. Like, I don't know. It was way easier to propagate a rumor back then. Did I use that word correctly?
Yeah, I just sent you that aircraft.
Yeah, let me
take, like, imagine you're some citizen of Belgium.
Wow.
And you don't really have experience in rocketry. You've maybe seen an aeroplane once, and you see this thing floating in the sky. What do you think that is?
Oh, I think that's like the end times.
That's hell.
Right,
yeah,
there.
Absolutely.
I do not like the look of that. I don't want to sit in that. I don't like it at all.
And the Nazi Party didn't really do too much to defend its reputation on this front. I mean, Hitler sent people on expeditions to Tibet. He sent them to Antarctica to look for these crazy things. He had a field day in Egypt, I think, like trying to find this weird occultist lore.
Hmm. That is nuts. Yeah. I remember reading he plowed through like 3 museums in Europe that all claimed to have the real Spear of Destiny.
Yeah, he wanted the Spear of Destiny. He wanted the Holy Grail. And
that's amazing.
I don't hate myself, so I've never seen an Indiana Jones film, but didn't they want it or something?
Damn, that's rough. Indiana Jones movies aren't bad. But yes, in the first movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark, the Nazis were trying to secure the Ark of the Covenant.
What end? Were they going to, like, Skype call Jesus from heaven? Like, what do they want to do?
I don't really know what the Ark of the Covenant does. I don't know what power it gives you.
Me either.
Yeah, I don't know. And, I mean, to be fair, like, the Spear of Destiny is really cool, but it doesn't do much either. You know? It's not like these video game... or it's not like these items have, like, video game stats attached to them. You know? Like, the legend doesn't say, like, oh, yeah, the Spear of Destiny gives you, like, +10 strength, man. Like, it's just... yeah, we killed Jesus with this spear. That's about it.
Now, if this sort of peek into this world makes you want to have a little bit more, this is a highly documented sort of vein you can go down. There's a huge number of books and resources of just this occult outpour in the 60s and 70s of people talking about what the hell was going on in Germany before and during the war.
Yep.
With all of this occult nonsense.
Yeah, the occult, like, you can find a shitload on Nazi occultism. There's probably like 5, probably like 5, 6, or 7 episodes of Ancient Aliens on Nazi occultism. It's another part of that is I think like there were a couple rumors and murmurings about Nazi occultism, and then like people were like, oh, we can profit off of it. Hey, did you know Hitler was looking for Ark of the Covenant?
Yeah, that's a good way to sort of...
Here's my book about it. Here's my movie about it, you know?
And to me, it kind of feels like they want to dehumanize that story a little bit, to make them seem like beasts, to make them seem like demons, to sort of be like, oh, humanity isn't horrid. Humanity isn't evil. Look at this crazy incident that happened in Germany because of the aliens, because of anything that they want to describe it as. I kind of get that vibe from this story.
How so? What do you mean? I'm not sure I follow.
Do you think it's easier to believe in, I don't know, humanity when thinking about the last century and all the evil that happened because of demons and aliens and crazy unexplained nonsense, or because people are evil?
I mean, I think even if it is true, there's still people that willingly team up with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's gonna be someone out there who's like, oh, Satan's here, let me strike a deal with him.
I mean,
you know,
I'd want to see what he was selling before I kicked him off the porch.
See?
I
don't know. I mean, I don't know. I've never really thought about that, really.
I also forgot to mention that they attribute the Anunnaki as these gorgeous, blonde, blue-eyed, white-skinned Aryans.
Not the lizard men that we know about?
I think the Nazis saw them as beautiful, you know, Aryan bride.
Huh.
And I was reading this crazy story about how someone had an interview with Adolf Hitler, and he talked about being beholden to this inner voice.
Oh no.
He had was compelled to act because of something that he heard inside.
Oh no.
I didn't know what that was like.
It's the Anunnaki.
Yeah, if this sort of connection between rogue alien frequencies and this guy's brain, because dudes were drugged up in the Nazi party.
Really?
Oh. Heavily sedated. These guys were tweakers, the higher level sort of Nazis.
Nice.
So. Who knows, dude? Do they want to believe this hollow Earth thing, that there's life and civilization deeper in the Earth's core?
I remember reading that the Nazis conducted missile tests. And they were like, yeah, the Earth is a sphere, but we're on the inside of it. So they would just shoot missiles directly up in the air and hope that it would hit the other side of the world.
They were like, I'm going to shoot up and hit, across the globe.
China, or America, or wherever. I'm like, what the fuck?
Bro, how are you getting wrong transmissions?
So they thought that we were on the inside of the ball.
Okay.
So, yes, Hollow Earth. I thought that was pretty funny.
It's ridiculous. It just goes to show, what the hell was going on?
I don't think we'll ever know. Honestly. And that's why we do this show.
Try and find out. To try. Give you the truth.
To speculate and bring you the truth. Yes. Free of any outside meddling. This is raw information from two men looking for the truth.
No, the weirdest thing to me is if dudes were calling in an assist from space, from Taurus,
mm-hmm.
why didn't they keep coming? Why did no one else inherit the secret space connection?
You see, I think it's because these Anunnaki, or the Mantis Men, or any other aliens, they're always seen as elevated beings. They are better than us. So if the war isn't to directly benefit them, why would they directly involve themselves? Like, this is just, we're just putting on a play for them. This is, they're watching a movie back over in Sirius A, or the Bleeding Red Eye, or wherever. You know, they're just watching a movie. You know? So, that's why they're very withheld.
No, that makes a lot of sense. It's like the Blue Beam thing. Like, if we're beating each other up, if we're weak, all the riper for the picking.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
Okay. Okay. I'm on to you, Anunnaki.
Do you have any closing thoughts about a Nazi occultism? Or are you close
to that? No, my closing thoughts are, why do we always see them as these pure, elevated beings? Why are they always this, like, knowledge provider or this guiding spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make sense.
We'll have to look into it. Now, are you ready to learn, my friend, about the Ningen?
The Ningen.
Ningen, Ningen, I don't know, but it's N-I-N-G-E-N. Okay. It is Japanese for human. Right. This creature hails from the Antarctic. Right? First sighted by Japanese government whale research ships, or the employees working on them. They're a completely white humanoid, 20 to 30 meters long in length, and there's a whole bunch of varying accounts on, like, some people say they have all the same limbs as a human, some people say they have all, like, they have five-fingered hands, some say they have, like, mermaid tails, but the most consistent is they're giant and they're aquatic. They live in the Antarctic. Did I send you any pictures of these guys last week?
I think you sent me this terrifying, like, whale centaur looking thing.
Kinda. Yeah, they're like mermaids.
Oh my god.
I'm sending you some. You like that? I'm sending you some images of the Ningen.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah. They're scary. They look very jarring.
And the Japanese whalers would just find these dudes?
They would see them in the Antarctic. Right? And I was trying to find, like, a first sighting or something like that, but apparently the first sighting was posted to a thread on 2chan. I don't know whatever that is. But somebody did provide the link, and I clicked on it, and it was all in Japanese. And I was like, ah, shit.
That's good. That's some authentic shit.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? But it's like, there's claims that they mistake these things for submarines, you know, and they get closer, and then they're like, that's not a submarine, and it just fucking dips down.
Are they aggressive?
Strangely enough, there's nothing on, like, how they behave towards us. They always just kind of run away. You know, they don't exhibit any kind of intelligent behavior. They're just kind of there.
That's so much worse. Like, if they attack is one thing, but if they look at you and run away and, like, hide, that's horrifying.
Why is that worse? I mean, that just makes me think it's, like, an animal.
What are they up to?
Probably not wanting to get whaled.
That's true. I guess if you see, like, whale carcasses and you're like, wait a minute, I look kind of like that, but they don't attribute any intelligence.
That's the weird part to me. That's the weird part to me is this uncanny valley where people are like, yeah, they got like eyes and mouths and five-fingered human hands, but they're just completely white giant humanoids. Like, if you just look up, like, Ningen site, like, look at that third photo I sent you.
The one with the hands.
Exactly, right? Yeah. It's fucking awful. I hate the way this thing looks.
When was the first sighting?
It says footage can be traced back, quote-unquote footage. Footage can be traced back to 2006, so this is kind of a more recent kind of event.
God.
I know. It's wild.
You said the Antarctic?
In the Antarctic. Yep.
So, I don't want to draw a thread if it isn't there, but do you know a certain alien Nazi science lab pretty close to there?
See, there's millions of, like, these research labs.
Mm-hmm.
Not millions, but there's research labs in the Antarctic. There's people there. But the Antarctic is fucking huge, man.
And horrifying.
Like, that's why I'm not super quick to just be like, yeah, this one's a hoax. It's just a fun little urban legend, because the Antarctic's huge, and the ocean is vastly unexplored. You know what I'm saying?
I can definitely agree with you that the ocean is foreign and scary and should be feared.
I know. I mean, we do not belong there, first of all. If we were supposed to be there, we'd have gills. But you can look up and find, like, hundreds and hundreds of videos and images of Ningen sightings. Go ahead, do it right now. Tell me what you see.
I don't really like, if you're, what you're telling me is like an influx, like a huge quantity of these things.
Yeah. So, okay, so there's some reports that the Ningen will lay down and just like disguise themselves as ice, because they're completely white. Like, look at this. Look what I'm just sending you right now. Yeah, that one's fucking weird, isn't it?
You just sort of like roll over on their backs and be mistaken for an iceberg.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we need to melt the ice caps and see what's happening up there.
Your first thought is we need to destroy the Ningen.
They can't hide under the ice caps, and they can't pretend to be ice if we don't have any.
I mean, they just look like they're vibing.
Mm. They don't have.
They're not doing anything wrong.
Horrid mouths.
But some of these videos are really crazy. But yeah. Cool little monster, the Ningen.
Do you feel like it has any connection to, you know, you're out on the sea, you've been away from home for a long time, sort of
people,
the mermaid thing?
Do accredit it to a misidentified beluga whale. If you've seen a beluga whale before, they're all white.
Yeah, they're Ningen,
you know.
Yeah.
An albino manta ray.
Fuck that.
some kind of undiscovered species. You know, just like this thing has mostly been chalked up to an old an old sea monster's tale, you know.
It's the domestic side of cryptozoology where they're like, it's just some creature we haven't categorized yet.
Yeah. Yeah, the scientific approach of like, it's probably not some kind of icy humanoid with sinister intentions, but it's probably just an animal that we haven't seen before. You know. And most sightings occur at night, which makes it hard to get pictures and videos. And I mean, of course, right? Of course. But here's something interesting, though. In Japanese folklore, there is a thing called a ningyo, a term meaning human fish, but it is often mistranslated as mermaid. This fish-like creature is described as having a monkey's mouth, small fish-like teeth, golden scales, and a quiet, flute-like voice. It tastes delicious, and eating it will add to a person's lifespan greatly. However, catching one was said to bring storms and misfortune, so if a fisherman ever caught one, they would typically throw them back to avoid possible consequences. And I thought that was interesting, is that it ties back into folklore, you know?
Yeah, Japan's the first wave on the Pacific Ocean. They're right there on the huge hell void that is half our planet.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to keep in mind that eating a ningyo will greatly add to a person's lifespan. Mm-hmm. Because you know how I said you can find hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of images of the Ningen?
Yeah.
Because it's a conspiracy as well.
What do you say?
Popular rumors claim that the Ningen are covered up by the Japanese government. Because the Ningen can produce a chemical compound with either medicinal properties or a venomous compound that the government intends to weaponize.
Oh no.
The numerous low-quality photos and poor hoax jobs are a disinformation campaign by the Japanese government to discredit actual evidence of the Ningen.
So it's a resource. It's a something that they can use, and us sort of playing into this ha-ha spooky whale dude is just empowering them.
Yeah, you know, like if you just look up Ningen sightings and scroll down, you can see like you can pretty easily tell that these are all like very poorly homemade images. You know.
Yeah, some of these really and funny ones.
There are some really funny ones, but there are theories that they claim that all these really shitty, poorly hoaxed Ningen photos are out there, are released on purpose by the Japanese government to discredit actual photos of the Ningen. So when you're looking at an image of the Ningen, you'll never know if you're looking at a real image of them or a fake plant by the Japanese government.
It's all there. If there's this beast that's going to give you any kind of leg up, any kind of sort of military advantage, it makes sense to sort of hoard the resource.
Right, right. Or, I mean, if it has medicinal properties, there could be millions of reasons why no one's, or like why the Japanese government wants to keep quiet about this. Maybe they haven't perfected the technology or whatever the hell it is they're working on with it, you know?
I'm gonna send you my favorite Ningen photo.
Oh, please do. Yeah. I already sent it's you the mine, Pac-Man but I would one. Love to see yours. Pac-Man Ningen. I love that one. Original, it looks so stupid and derpy. Like, that one looks like a fucking idiot. I love him. He's kind of cute.
That one is kind of cute, even if it's completely nefarious. I mean, that one looks like a land creature. That doesn't look like an aquatic beast.
He's just vibing, man. I got a clearer image of it. Hold on, I'll send it to you. I think you're gonna love. I love this little guy.
Oh, they took like that image and they made it.
An artist's rendition. I love that little guy.
The Mingan, dude. Oh, what's wrong with evolution? Why did something say that's what life needs to be? That's how we are going to continue to pass on our genes.
Oh, evolution? No, my friend. Eyewitnesses of the Ningen have reported being visited by men in black, suggesting that the Ningen may be alien in origin.
Okay. I wasn't too sure if this was a, like you said, mythical creature, sort of a wacky animal sighting, or if there was something else here. So you're telling me there's alien fish?
Possibly.
No. I don't want to be that guy, that weeb, but you getting some Evangelion vibes from these things?
It's all there. Like one of the angels?
Like Antarctica, big white body creatures.
That would be pretty cool. I could see the Ningen being like the seventh angel or something. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Other than that, like, I'm not getting very many, like, super, like, anime or Japanese aesthetic vibes from it. It kind of just looks like a monster.
Yeah, some beast.
I don't like the fact that they're fucking giant, and we didn't talk about that. These things are huge, 20 to 30 meters long.
Then wouldn't the whaling ships be the perfect defense against them, the perfect attack?
I guess. Isn't whaling, like, huge in Japan?
I think either in government's past, there's been some trying to sort of environmentally regulate some of the fishing practices.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
previously. Well, the guy who claimed the first sighting says he worked on a Japanese government whale research ship. So it's pretty crazy that the first sighting is coming from a literal government employee.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Imagine you're an elected official. You're young, new to politics, ready to get this going, and by some miracle you're elected to this high government position. And they're like, okay, buddy, first day on the job, and they slap this huge portfolio, and they're like, these are the Ningen. You can't talk about it, buddy, but you need to know.
You can't talk about it, but you need to know. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I feel like when I left office, I would, like, leak a little bit just to further the myth, further the fun, you know, make it a little more cooler than everybody. Maybe take some Ningen images and just upload some new ones, you know.
That's like my favorite part about so the story. It's a misinformation campaign.
I love the misinformation campaign. I think it is hilarious.
Don't love the government lying and hiding the truth, but I love the method of doing it.
I mean, yeah, but who knows? They could be lying to protect the Ningen. If people know that they can secrete some kind of medicinal compound, these things will be extinct tomorrow.
No, that's definitely true.
You know? Like, who knows? Maybe the Ningen are harboring the cure for cancer.
Maybe the Ningen have Vril.
I didn't intend for this, but our theories kind of connect today.
I'm starting to see the connections a little bit.
Japan, Germany,
aliens, Antarctica.
Antarctica, aliens, yeah. It's It's all there. But no, I wanted to do the Ningen because I was looking for some kind of oceanic cryptid, but I didn't want to just do megalodon sightings. I thought that'd be a little generic, I guess. And the Ningen, this is a cool little cryptid, I'd have to say.
The ocean's bountiful with terrifying things.
That's not a Ningen. I don't know why this is on the Ningen image search results, but I'll throw it up on the chat for you guys.
The Slender Man?
I don't like it. I guess.
Christ.
If you guys ever want to have a good time, just look up like your favorite cryptid sightings and then just keep scrolling down. Eventually you're gonna find some wild shit.
I mean, is now the time to reveal our secret?
I don't know. What's our secret?
Our fake doctored cryptid production.
Which one would that be?
You remember when we were young and youthful?
Oh, God.
And believed in the world? Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, I do remember. Oh my God. If you send me the images, I'll put them up. But there was a time when we were all young lads back in high school, and it was me and Christian and my brother, and we had just discovered the Slender Man, and we thought it was the coolest fucking thing in the world. And so naturally we I dressed up as the Slender Man and we tried to doctor some Slender Man sighting photos, and we took them and we were like, oh dude, this shit is badass. I fucking, like, we look fucking cool.
It's scary.
And now I look back on them and I'm like, Jesus Christ, we look like fucking idiots.
Put you in a suit and you just stood under the street light.
Yep. And it was like 2010, so phone cameras were kind of shitty.
That only helps. It only adds to it.
Yeah, I know. It only adds to it, but... Oh, my God.
I tried to take selfies, like candid shots, where you would be out in the woods behind us, and I had to, like, angle it so I was in the photo and you were in the photo.
I know.
I'll find them. They're all online still.
Oh, that shit was great. Yes, please, if you can find them, I will put them in the video. Oh, that's great. Yeah, it was fun. You know, gotta further the rumor, throw out a little teaser, you know, like, ooh, is that real? Is it not?
I think you can tell we've been sort of afflicted with trying to find the truth for well over a decade now.
Yep. We've doomed our lives to this. Nothing else. We're liquidating all our assets, putting all the money into a Jeep, and we're just pretty soon we're going to just be traveling cross country looking for cryptids. And if we can't find any, then we're going to make them.
Like, shave a monkey, put it in a jar,
we just start driving around the country shaving animals and releasing them into the woods. Being like, look, it's a cryptid.
I kind of respect the hustle of some of these cryptid people. People who live that life, like pro Bigfoot hunters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah. It is a lifestyle, and some of it looks fun. Some of it looks extremely corny. The dumbest thing they're doing is just walking around with these blinding ass lights.
Yeah, you're not gonna find anything
like that.
That's the
dumbest thing. Bigfoot's not gonna come towards your fucking flare. But no, I remembered this earlier. But, like, that was one of the main things that got me interested in, like, cryptids and stuff that wasn't real. There was this show. I mean, everybody knows Finding Bigfoot, and I would watch Finding Bigfoot, and it was interesting. I would watch Ghost Hunters, and that was pretty cool. And there's always this one show on Animal Planet, of all things, called Lost Tapes, I think. It was something like that. But it was, like, straight up, like, just a horror movie about these people encountering, like, cryptids of some sort. Let me try and find it. Let me try and find the name of this show.
I do have fond memories of, like, laying in my home when I'm young, and my grandmother's just blasting ghost adventures or ghost hunt or, like, let's lock ourselves in a prison with some cameras all night and yell shows.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it was called Lost Tapes. Yeah, and there was this one episode that, like, 8-year-old me, I was, like, shaken to my core.
What?
And it was about the Jersey Devil. And it was like the fucking Blair Witch, dude. It was crazy.
Me and the Jersey Devil got something going on. I'm gonna... If you're listening, Jersey boy, when this quarantine lifts, you're mine.
Oh, I'm so excited for the quarantine to lift so I can go ghost hunting.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take a trip over to Jersey, just across the river, and find him.
Oh, I might have to watch some of this show today. American television horror series that aired on Animal Planet, produced by Go-Go Lucky Entertainment. The program presents fictional found footage depicting traumatic encounters with creatures, cryptozoological, supernatural, mythological, or extraterrestrial. Creatures featured include Bigfoot, Chupacabra, vampires, werewolves, and reptilians. There's even episodes featuring zombies and the Kraken. So.
There's a...
But I remember the Jersey Devil episode. That shit freaked me the fuck out as a kid.
So is that what you blame for the path that your life's gone on now?
Oh yes, huddled in my dark apartment screaming about the Ningen. Honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. I've had a lot of fun researching cryptids and a lot that, like, there's a lot of cryptids that I don't fucking know about, you know? Like the Ningen, I'd never heard of that.
Yeah, well, that's the best part. We're keeping sharp. Every week I have to actually, like, dig, do some research, and learn about these crazy new creatures. Like, I would have never known about the Black Beast of Chernobyl. I would have never knew the truth about Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm. That is the truth. There's also this cartoon on Cartoon Network called The Secret Saturdays about a family of cryptid hunters.
Like, TV just, like, losing its damn mind. History Channel, Animal Planet, they just screw it.
I love tuning in. Like, I tune into an episode of Ancient Aliens and I'm like, dude, do I sound like this on the podcast?
You could do a whole episode on, like, media's representation of this stuff.
That'd be pretty cool.
Seeing what they think is either, I don't know if it's the best way to make money, or it's the funniest way, or it's the way that the government says you can talk about it.
I mean, I think it's dying down now because people don't watch cable anymore.
TV's dead, thankfully.
But I am excited for the Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime or Disney Plus or their version of these creature shows where they're like, yeah, we're going to go find Bigfoot. We're going to go find the Ningen.
I thought in the sort of 2010 era that it would go from History Channel talking about aliens and abductions and all this stuff into these, like, found footage YouTube channels, these amateur stories, sort of like I didn't want marble hornets, but I wanted some kind of, like, more rough around the edges personal stories, like through YouTube, through vlog, through these new media.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I wish people would do more with it, but there's not much. There is one show left that I think is really good, and it's called Expedition Unknown, and it's on the Travel Channel. And the host, oh my god, he's just got so much charisma. He's a cool guy. His name is Josh Gates, and he talks about, like, he'll be like, yeah, we're going to go look for... He's like, does the Indiana Jones type thing where he's like, oh, we're going to go look for the Ark of the Covenant. And he's like, but while we're here, I'm going to tell you about the actual history and the actual myth. It's just a really good show. Nice. Good show. Yeah. He's a household name in my house, at least. You know, whenever I go home, my mom's always like, we recorded all the episodes of Expedition Unknown. And me and my mom and my brothers will sit there and just marathon them all. Great show. Fun for the whole family.
I want to be the...
You know, so cryptid television is not dead, people.
No, I want to be the Alton Brown of cryptid television.
Yeah?
The expert.
Well, you know, we tried pitching it to the mainstream media that we were going to educate people on the truth about what's really happening in the world, and they said, get the fuck out of here, you crackhead, so... They didn't want it. They weren't ready for it. The world isn't ready for us, and that's why we had to take independent avenues of approach here. You know?
Yeah, we pride ourselves on providing the truth.
But we'll stay sharp with that. Next week, I'm going to be bringing the conspiracy. I don't know what it is yet. I don't have anything picked out. Christian will be bringing the cryptid. Any idea what you're bringing, Christian?
I've got it set.
You want to give the audience a little tease?
Now, I had talked to you about this one a little bit. The okay. Nameless Thing of Berkeley Square.
Ooh, yeah.
If I can just...
That's a great name.
Wet your whistle. Not only is the name delicious, but I have a reason to believe that this is the... impetus, the first seed for Lovecraft, the creature that inspired his work.
Really? Yes,
this is a 18th, 19th century creature.
Oh, hell yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, folks, don't forget to tune in next week when we talk about the nameless thing of Berkeley Square and some... crackpot conspiracy. Stay safe, keep your eyes wide open, and stay home, most of all. It's gonna get bad out there.
Yeah, don't open your windows if any birds with people's faces come a knocking.
Oh yeah, and COVID, I guess. Watch out for that, but be careful of the shadow people too.